Welcome to the Alive Lauren podcast and the place of celebrating juicy, soulful, whole, embracing of all that is life and adventuring on this journey of a lifetime. So I have a musing to offer around may we be awakened by flow. And yeah, this is not something I've spoken about before where, you know, I have, for me, it like helps me so much more to look at moments when I perceive things to be just falling into place easily and effortlessly as awakenings to the fact that all of life just always is falling perfectly into alignment in a way, in a choreography that is spectacular. I just can't see it all the time. So sometimes, when there are those moments of experiencing it because things are happening in a way that I define as flow or ease or grace, for me, like, I love looking at them as reminders that all of life, what if I can live believing it always is? It's just sometimes I'm not seeing it. So as opposed to them being signs of being on some right path, because who's defining what flow is and what flow isn't? Because sometimes something falls through with one person, and precisely because it fell through with one person, some other massive opportunity opened up. So who is actually defining? You know, it's all, oh yeah, we get in a mess and in the middle of it, saying whether something's flow or not flow, depending on whether it's an outcome we want or don't want, which is like just so ridiculous. Because if you change it, you can perpetually swing from one side to the other. So back to, I love, love, love. Just, you know, that was also something with Poor Things, the movie that I recently watched, where one of the messages that came through so strongly for me was this trust of just showing up to the moment and trusting that what needs to be revealed for you will be in the moment. And like today, or recently, for the longest time, okay, so I've got a laptop that's around 4 to 5 years old. That's my personal laptop. So my work laptop, it's very restrictive and strict in terms of not doing anything personal on it. And over time, my personal laptop, I'm so like needing of it. Especially with the time I was like tutoring online and I was using it every single day, like 12 to 14 hours a day. I couldn't be without it, and it was making noises. It was slowing down. It was overheating, and I kept procrastinating on getting it sorted out. So eventually now, I've actually like I'm doing a 16-week course which has learning and an online Zoom and homework, and I definitely need a functional computer. So, you know, like I always really like working with recommendations. So I sent out a message to a bunch of people asking if anyone had someone to recommend. And I just want to know, honestly, is it fixable reasonably, or is it time to actually just bite the bullet and understand that I need to just invest in a new laptop? And, you know, just that I got a number of replies and responses, and just the way everything unfolded. I had one friend who hopped on the line with me after work and ran me through some like diagnostics that I could run myself, and also just check things in terms of memory and RAM, and made some suggestions, and in terms of, you know, asking if it's hot underneath and the fan and the noise it was making. And in a nutshell, their recommendation was increase the RAM, and if it's making a noise, maybe the fan's taking strain, that can be overheating, which can cause the slowing down as well. And then a friend of mine, out of all the other referrals that I got, I know a friend who knows computers really, really well. And then he mentioned the place that he takes his to. So I was like, okay, so a lot of people who gave some referrals don't really know computers. And I was like, okay, so now this is a friend who knows computers, and this is the place that he recommends. It's fair and honest and good. So I made a plan to get the laptop there, explaining that I actually can't really be without it too long. And it was so lovely if you think about like under-promising and over-delivering, because the guy promised, he said normally we tell people 72 hours in working days. And it was really incredible because he was able to check it out diagnostically, get back to me within the same day, and fed back exactly what my other friend had said, the fan and increased the RAM. And what was so divine, so when I organized to go collect it, because the store was open a bit late into the evening, and it was after work, and then I also had my son's concert to go to. So just trusting that everywhere we are is exactly where we're meant to be, and that if things happen that seem like such amazing synchronicity, to realize that we're living in it all the time, and to cultivate that awe and sense of wonderment of the unfoldment of life that is so spectacular, and seeing those, when we see glimpses of it, to realize it's like that all the time, all the time. Oh, so what happened with me, that I got super excited. As I'm there in the shop, somebody else comes in, and I recognize this accent is South African. So then we have a little conversation about South Africa and how long have we been in Israel and when did we move and what cities we're from. And it turns out that the city that this person's from, I knew someone else from that same city. And I asked the surname, and this person was very good friends and knows this other friend of mine, but they'd lost contact in the years. So then I was able to like reconnect these two friends who now are both in Israel and know each other from years back in South Africa, but then lost contact. And then this person, so like, I'm then late, and he's sorting me out of the computer, and I'm late to get to my son's concert. And this new South African friend very kindly offers to drop me off at the concert venue on the way home. So it was just so divine on all like fronts, in terms of getting sorted out, in terms of like what the one friend said, getting it corroborated, in terms of how easily and effortlessly be able to get feedback within the same day. And yeah, and just, oh, and then when I'm going to fetch, because at the moment, thank God, life is very full. But the days start early, work's a very full, intense day. You know, then there's personal admin, there's this new study course in the evenings. So there's like limited pockets to attend to stuff, like getting groceries and foods. And I was low on certain nuts and herbs and seeds, and I'm thinking like, I'm not quite sure when I'm going to get there. I get off the bus. As I get off the bus, I start walking down the street to collect the laptop. Right in front of me is a store that sells seeds, nuts, herbs, spices. It couldn't have been like more given to me on a platter. So it's just always just that surrendering in. Like, I didn't have to think. All of it happened for me. And equally to know that whenever there are those moments where I perceive stuckness, it's all in my perception. There isn't actually any stuck or flow. It's just like a perfect magic of life in its allness. And it's magnificent and beautiful. And just to get out of the way and cultivate more of that feeling of awe and majesty and energy and, oh, so much yumminess. So on that note, oh goodness, on that note, here is to cultivating more of a awe and wonderment and fascination with the unfolding of life, and actually just a laughing at how we like label these things as flow and ease or stuckness, when it's all just life, because it can all change. And just as easily and effortlessly as I just thought of the stuff, and I get up and there's the store right in front of me, even if I got an open store wasn't right in front of me and I didn't get the stuff that day, it's all just magical to actually be here in a body that's so sophisticated to experience this world with everything that it is. So to live with more wonderment and awe and less like labeling and defining, and actually using those moments when we do feel a sense of flow to be like, but maybe all of life is this gorgeous, magical, wonderful flow. Because it certainly does change the dynamics of the ride. Sending you so much love. Happy adventuring. Mwah.